Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Tuesday, April the 13th. It was a little warm this afternoon. I think it was in the high 70s, low 80s, which, of course, you know, we shouldn't complain. But it was a little warm if you were outside because it was very sunny. It was very sunny. I was outside quite a bit today, and it was very sunny, to say the least. It was sunny, and it was warm. It's not summer. It's not summer, but you know we're headed in that direction. Well, today I want to talk about a post that I have over at the American Thinker this morning, Tuesday morning. You can check it out over there, or you can check out my blog or any of the other social media where you normally see me, and it's called The Spring of Stupid Decisions, where I talk about two of the dumbest executive decisions that we have seen, frankly, in quite some time. But before we get there, I do want to say something about what's happening up in Minneapolis, where unfortunately another citizen was shot by the police. This was totally different because you had here a police officer who was making an arrest, and the person didn't comply with the arrest, and the person tried away. The police officer, who is a lady who's been in the force for over 20 years, apparently with a very good record as a police officer, she tried to shoot him but used the wrong gun. Instead of using the taser, I think that's what they call it, she used the real gun with a real bullet and shot him. And at the moment she shot him, you could hear her saying, "Oh, my God," she said something else. But, oh, my God, you know, I've just shot him. So she understood right away that she had made a mistake. So this is not a case of a white police officer gunning down a black victim. This is a tragic mistake, very tragic mistake. It doesn't obviously take away the loss of life. And this police officer, I think she's already resigned. And, well, she'll have to live with this for the rest of her life, professionally and personally. But I really get angry when the racism people immediately jump on this and try to make it into something black-white. No, it's not. It's not black-white. It is a police officer making a very bad mistake. Everybody understands that. But it had nothing to do with race. You know, this police officer was not shooting this young man because the young man was black. She thought she was, to hold him down or enable him or whatever so that he could be arrested. That's what it was. And unfortunately, you get the typical reaction of racism. And then, of course, you know, to top it off, you have the looting and all the stuff going on. And, it's just absolutely horrible. But what we really need in this country is some Democrat politicians who have the guts to stand up and say, folks, this was a terrible mistake. The police officer was not racist, was not acting that way. And everybody's got to go home because we're not going to put up with any looting. That doesn't justify what's going on. That's what you need. That's what you really need. And unfortunately, the Democrat Party today is just afraid of speaking bluntly like that. They're just afraid of speaking bluntly like that when it comes to an incident of this nature. But terrible situation up in Minneapolis. I'm not defending the police officer, but there's no doubt in my mind that this was an accident. Certainly not something she meant to happen. You know, I just, that's not what it was. And the people, you know, banging the drums of racism should be ashamed of themselves for what they're saying. So let's hope for the best up in Minneapolis. But it's going to be hot up there for a couple of days. And again, the politicians need to stand up and say, if you're out looting, you're going to get arrested and you're not coming out. That's what they need to say. Let's see if they actually say that. Well, let's get back to the article that I wrote at the American Thinker called The Spring of Stupid Decisions, where I talk about two of the dumbest decisions that I've seen in quite some time. The first one is the decision by President Biden to undo the President Trump's border policies. Now, presidents sometimes do that. You know, they reverse what the previous guy did and all of that. That has happened before. But in this case, you have a policy that was working very well at the border, extremely well. Because what President Trump was able to do, and we've talked about this before, he was able to establish the fact that you couldn't come into the United States and wait for your asylum up here. You could do it from your own country, or you had to stay in Mexico, but you just didn't show up at the border and get in and then wait for your papers up here. And that's what was called as the Remain in Mexico policy that was working very well. In fact, the biggest fan of Remain in Mexico was the president of Mexico, because he didn't have these people in his country. I mean, as we have written before, Mexico has been very hard hit by COVID. So the last thing in the world that the president of Mexico wants is people from other countries who are having COVID problems walking through his country. He's already having Mexico has a serious problem with healthcare and hospitals. The last thing you want is more people in your country who may be using those hospitals. So the president of Mexico was delighted with this. Unfortunately, the policy was changed, and the consequence is fairly obvious, fairly predictable. We have a mess in our hands, a terrible mess. And in fact, I just read today that Texas and one other state are suing the federal government, hoping that the federal government will reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy so that we can at least have some breathing room here in how to process all of these people who are just showing up. And they're putting them up in convention centers. They're putting them up, I guess, in military bases or wherever the federal government has a piece of property. And this is bad. This is bad for them. It's also, as we have talked about before, creating the criminal element. And in a sense, you're incentivizing the criminal element. These people are paying to get up here, and somebody's making money, and it's not the good guys. So that's the first stupid decision, changing President Trump's border policy. The second one is Major League Baseball and the All-Star Game. I mean, this is so stupid that it just defies explanation. Here's a commissioner of baseball who suddenly hasn't even read the law. He has not had a single press conference about the law and all the contradictions in Major League Baseball's decisions, such as, well, the Toronto Blue Jays up in Canada, you have to have an ID up in Canada to vote, so should they be kicked out of the league? The fact that there's other cities that they have even stricter voter ID laws in Georgia, and baseball continues in those cities. So this is such a stupid decision. Also, the commissioner had to know how much money baseball has lost in 2020, how difficult it has been for all the other leagues to get back in the game, especially baseball, because you need attendance, and you're still not drawing the crowds because many places are limiting attendance. So it's just, the decision was just a terrible business decision. It was just an insult to the people of Georgia. And I would say that in both cases, the common denominator is that you had a man who wasn't able to, in a sense, stand up for something. Biden could have said to the immigration activists, we're not coming in. There's a pandemic. You're going to have to wait. But I'm not changing anything in the middle of a pandemic. The commissioner could have said to Stacey Abrams, who I guess is behind all of this, he could have said, look, Stacey, we're not in the business of politics. We're major league teams, baseball teams. We need fans. And do you really want me to move the game and cost your citizens $100 million? Is that what you really want me to do? But neither of these men had the guts to stand up, and now we're facing the consequences of some very stupid decisions. And that's what the article is called, The Spring of Stupid Decisions. You can find it at American Thinker, or you can check it out in my blog and read about it. But I'm telling you, two of the dumbest decisions ever made, changing President Trump's policies on the border and this All-Star game in baseball, what just horribly, terribly bad decisions that are not helping anybody. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. I understand that President Biden is trying to get some Republican support for his infrastructure package. The problem with his infrastructure package is that there's very little infrastructure. There's more package than there is infrastructure. And there's a lot of stuff on that bill that has nothing to do with infrastructure, that is simply, you know, the Democrat Party taking care of their constituencies. And that is not acceptable. And I don't think you'll get a single Republican vote unless he's willing to make it about infrastructure. Then, I mean, that's okay. If he wants to make it about infrastructure, I'd be willing to support it because, you know, we need infrastructure. We need highways rebuilt. We need bridges. I mean, that kind of stuff is, you know, we need that. We need all that kind of stuff. But, you know, we don't need to send more money to the public teachers union. We don't need to send more money to the public sector unions. And we certainly don't need to bail out these Democrat cities and states who've made a mess out of their economies. So that's what's killing the infrastructure plan. It's not infrastructure. It's not infrastructure. Just because you call it infrastructure, it doesn't mean that it is. And that's why I think he's going to have a very difficult time, because he's going to need 60 votes on this one. He can't do it. He cannot do it through reconciliation. So he's got to get 60 votes. Right now, I'm not even sure he's got all 50 Democrats. So he's got a long climb, as they say, a long, long, difficult time ahead of him. A couple of things on this day in history. First of all, I want to say happy number 75 to one of the great television characters of all time. His real name is Tony Dow, but we know him as Wally. He was the Beaver's brother on that great show, Leave It to Beaver. I think that Wally must have been about 5 or 6 years older than Beaver on the show. That's just my recollection. I think he was in high school while the Beaver was still in 6th or 7th grade. But they were just great. I mean, the two of them were just absolutely great. I think Eddie Haskell, I believe, was Wally's friend, if I remember from the show. But that was a show that had some of the best television characters I think that we've ever seen in a program. You had the father and the mother, very typical 1950s family, very typical. The mother was just lovely. I just loved the mother in that show. The character that she played was just Barbara Billingsley, I think that was her name. What a beautiful lady she was, and she passed away, I think, in 2010. But what a beautiful lady she was, and what a beautiful character she played. I think she reminded everybody of everybody's mom. I mean, that's what I used to think about her. And then, of course, the dad, great guy, and then the two brothers, the Beaver and Wally. What a great pair they were. So we say happy number 75 to Tony Dow. I'm not sure what he's doing, but I hope he's doing well and enjoying those reruns. And I think he probably knows how many people in the country are probably wishing him happy birthday. He was a very popular character on that show. Well, on a different note, on this day in April 13, 1970, Apollo 13 was headed for the moon in an otherwise, you know, very, very undramatic fashion. Nothing was going on, you know, just another trip to the moon. But then, of course, the oxygen exploded. The oxygen tank exploded on this day in 1970. And that whole trip to the moon became something much bigger than that. And that, of course, gave birth to that great line, "Houston, we got a problem," a line that came, I believe, from James Lovell. That's who I think said that. In the movie, of course, is Tom Hanks, but in real life, it was James Lovell, who was a member of Apollo 8, by the way. He was one of the three on Apollo 8. And he said, "Houston, we got a problem, or we have a problem." And I think you know the rest of the story. They were able to come back, an incredible act of teamwork, not only up in space, but everybody down here on Earth. So we remember today Apollo 13 and April 13th, and Houston, we have a problem. By the way, that was a pretty good movie, too. I thought the movie was very well done. Sometimes when, you know, these Hollywood movies don't do the story any justice, but in this case, I thought it was very well done. I thought they had a good script, and it was a good movie. Well, thank you very much for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we will talk to you later. Bye-bye, everybody.